story that I tell when I play and write music is very, very personal. I mean, klezmer I find to be a good vehicle for it, because klezmer is a musical style that really wears its heart in its sleeve. It's very, very overtly emotional. It's not a cerebral form of music, although it can be virtuosic. It is full of the peaks and valleys of feeling, of emotions. It's ecstasy and pathos in one complex passage and in one note, in one ornament. There's the ornament called the Krebs, which sounds like a sob, and it's used in ecstatic dance music. So that's all there in one go. And that's sort of how I am, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess am is the right word. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very emotional. And
ecstatic dancing is like being a fire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the peaks of emotion, whatever the emotion is, emotions that cross over in a kind of emotional, synesthesia, and blend and create a new emotion. And so I feel like the music tells that story of an intense feeling. It's both communal, I mean, particularly the experience of the music in its original context of dancing in a circle, like we dance nowadays individually. We're very individualistic, you know. It expresses our freedom, the idea of freedom in this culture, you know. But traditional dances, really, in many cultures, are a circle. Everybody holding hands and then moving in unison, and then you feel your personal boundaries dissolve. You're in the womb of your community. And klezmer music is used for that. That's how klezmer dancing goes. But at the same time, the individual voice of the instruments, of the clarinet or the violin, and certainly the way I tend to play it, is highly individual. And it's about one person's